Letter F. False ego. C. Ego. False prophet. Whoever teaches anything other than the goal of the life is to become divine. False teachers. Same as false prophets. Far East philosophies. Refers to all the understandings that have come from the Far East about the relationship of man and the universe and the laws which govern them. Also, it refers to the exercises, techniques, and practices which enable man to awaken and control spiritual forces in the physical, mental, and spiritual levels. As it is explained by the first seal in the greatest sign, these philosophies and practices are to awaken the latent spiritual forces and understandings in the physical, mental, and spiritual levels. This covers all the mystical and psychological teachings all over the world. To know laws such as karma, reincarnation, samskara, or the other teachings such as Maya, Trigunas, Yoga, Sufism, mystical Christianity, and mystical Judaism, etc., and the philosophies such as in the Vedantas, Upanishads, and many spiritual stories from the Far East or other parts of the world about these related subjects will help in better understanding the rest of the teachings of the greatest sign. Therefore, although a general term of Far East philosophies has been given to them, it is a much broader body of knowledge. We can say that any philosophy, practice, or technique that helps a person to become attuned to his or her own spirit and to realize its oneness with the universe as a part of the whole can be considered as a part of the awakening of the spiritual forces. This is also the reason why the first symbol and the teachings related to it cannot be presented as a separate religion. The spirit of these mystical paths, however, has been intertwined all through our teachings. It can be said that the philosophies and practices related to the first symbol, awakening of the spiritual forces, are the spirit of the rest of the teachings. They help the rest make sense. The words Far East philosophies have been chosen for this part of the teaching because this part of the world seems to present the closest resemblance to the meaning of this part of our teachings as a religion. Although mystical teachings and paths can be found all throughout the world, it is the Far East part of the world, especially India, which has assimilated so many different paths into one great body of knowledge. Although they are presented as a religion, yet it can by no means be limited to a set of dogmas. Furthermore, Hinduism is the best known old religion, which has its basic teachings written down as the three books of the Vedas. Most of the rest of the knowledge in that part of the world is an enhancement of these basic teachings and or a contribution from other religions. It is because of the vastness and flexibility of these basic teachings that this part of the world has been able not only to assimilate knowledge from other religions, but enhance them and most of the time eventually even dissolve these new movements into its vastness. That is also the goal of this part of our teaching, to become so vast in consciousness that we can assimilate the truth of each path, enhance the path, and eventually make it a part of ourselves, but never become narrowed into any one set of dogmas. Father, divine logic in the universe, the laws in the universe. Female, divine mother, energy as unconditional love, Rajaguna. 15 fine organs, the 5 Panchatattva, the five organs of the senses and the five organs of the actions make up the 15 fine organs in the body. Fine, abbreviation for formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, or God in its unmanifested form, beingness. The first begotten Son, the first consciousness who, by the grace, reached pure consciousness before creation, Spirit of God. Five active classes in society consist of Shudras, laborers, Satriyas, warriors, courageous ones, Vaipras, intellectuals, Vaishyas, businessmen, and Brahmins, spiritualists. Four beasts are the four beasts full of eyes before and behind, Revelation 4, verse 6. These four beasts are the four things which were either recognized or created after awareness came to the universe. They are the world, time, space, and the atom. When the operative power of the three gunas was released, the world came into existence. Then, the state of awareness came to the universe, so time was perceived and space was recognized. Then, through the use of the creative force, the world, in a period of time in space, the atom was created. These four things are present in the universe all the time, and they are round about the throne. Four winds of heaven. Excess attraction to the external world, unnecessary mundane desires and their fulfillment, attachment to the external world, and greed.